There might be a few snickers when we say that college students could use a little information about sex, but this is the information age, and the ways in which people obtain information are nearly as important as the information itself. What's the point of putting out a pamphlet if a student never picks it up? But if you make the information available in a smartphone app, now that's the way to get the attention of a young person, which is why the University of Oregon just put out a smartphone app called Sex Positive. Keith Van Norman is the University of Oregon's Health Promotion Marketing Manager and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange and instrumental in this process. Keith, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
You bet. Up until now, how had the U of O been putting sex education information out there for students?
Primarily, we had exactly how you described it. We've had flyers, pamphlets, things like that. We also have our peer health educators who do one-on-one talks with students, as well as a lot of small-scale individual things. We had some information on our website, but it was certainly not comprehensive, and none of it was really all that engaging.
In the sense if it was just a little stale-looking or something?
Yeah, I mean, most of the stuff has been around since the 90s, and not a whole lot of the information has changed or the plan to talk to students has changed. So a lot of it looks really stale. A lot of it's been around since I've been in high school, so a lot of it was getting old.
I could just imagine what some of that looks like with little Betty Crocker faces and things, but let's not go too far down that road. So what are the kinds of information you want to get out there? I mean, what were the things you really wanted to focus on? I mean, I can't imagine that the general bulk of information is that different from the 90s till now.
No, and in fact, the app, we're really repackaging all of the information and services that we already have on campus. So it's nothing new. It's just presented in a new and more engaging way for our students. And we find that our students, especially now that the University of Oregon is getting nationwide attention for football and a host of other things, we're recruiting from out of state a lot. So we're getting students who are coming in that might not have had the same experiences in sex ed in high school that we get as comprehensive sex ed in Oregon. So really, it's an effort to kind of get everybody up to speed in a way that's not telling students what not to do and, you know, wagging a finger and telling them not to do this and that and other thing, but more modeling what we would like them to do.
How is that again about what they're learning in high school?
Sex ed in high school is from state to state can change. All the requirements, and oftentimes some states have abstinence-only sex ed, so they won't get any education beyond don't have sex. It's important for us that as students come, or if they're coming from a private school where the requirements are different, we want to get students up to speed with and everybody on the same level and having the same access to all of the information that we're providing.
All right. And what's the basic nature of the information? What kinds of things are you trying to make sure that the students are aware of?
Yeah, we're talking about STIs, sexually transmitted infections. We're talking about safer sex practices. So that's typically latex barriers, so condoms, dental dams, lube, that kind of thing. And then also a huge portion of the app is about communication. So how we expect students to talk about sex, how we expect students to get consent every time from their partners and from everyone involved in a sex act, and also just how to sort of negotiate some of those awkward conversations that often come up where we expect students, we're like, oh, you got to talk to them about that, but we don't often say like, oh, and here's how you do it. So we have little short little videos that were made by our sexual wellness advocacy team, and they're a small theater troupe that does little vignettes for us, like less than 2-minute vignettes on how to start conversations.
So you had a lot of different ways you could go, certainly. I mean, was there were you the one overseeing the overall effort to make sure that it was going to stay tasteful and yet engaging as well?
Yeah, I've been the project manager on it. I came up with the original idea to do it, and I was project managing it, and sort of we got a lot of feedback along the way. It took about 2 years to make from our students and from our faculty and staff, and how they talk to students and how what our students are looking for. So it was really great to get a lot of feedback, and it's changed along the way.
Keith Van Norman's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He is the Health Promotion Marketing Manager at the University of Oregon, and we're talking about the Sex Positive app for smartphones and what's contained in there and how it works. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Our single phone number today, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. I can't imagine this is a real bolt of lightning because there have been so many apps out for so long now about so many things. But what was it that finally made you go, you know, this is what we have to do?
I think, well, I had an idea for it, and I wanted to combine the STI information, safer sex practices, as well as communication and advice. And I was pretty sure that it should have existed already. I was more than happy to tell our students to go download an app that already existed, but it didn't. So we just sort of started from scratch and used our resources on campus and built it the way we wanted it to be.
Really? Nothing else was like it out there?
No. What we wanted to do was have it be specific to when a body part touched another body part. So we have two wheels of body parts and other body parts and other objects and things that our students sometimes come into contact with. And there was nobody else who was doing that. And there was nobody else who was you can get advice apps, and you could get advice websites, and you could get the clinical information, which the health center is really good at. But there wasn't anyone who combined two of any of those things.
I can imagine, Keith, there were a couple of misfires, though, in the sense of looking for apps that were out there and thinking, oh, this could work for, oh, no, wait, ooh.
Yeah. it's a murky, it's an interesting place when you just type in sex into the, or sex advice or sex ed into the Apple Store or the Android Store, and you get quite a few apps.
No doubt. All right, so you mentioned the wheels, a body part to a body part. So essentially this is like those wheels where you used to go into the liquor store and you could put the main course in one window and the wine would show up in the other one?
Yeah, I grew up at the Jersey Shore. So it was more like boardwalk, spinning state fair kind of wheel. So like a Wheel of Fortune kind of a thing. So it spins, and then as both wheels come to a rest, whatever lines up, we're like, okay, so when the body part on that wheel touches whatever's on the other wheel, here are your STI risks and safer sex practices, et cetera.
All right. So what, and then how much more comprehensive information is available if you click upon the wheel itself, for example?
If you click on the wheel, you don't get anything necessarily. So we don't describe body parts or anything like that. But once you line stuff up, you can select specifically the STI risks, and you'll get a list. Or you can select safer sex practices and get a list of those. Or you can select the advice and communication and get a whole bunch of communication information and basic advice.
All right, so it sounds like there is a certain gaming sort of quality to it for the folks who do like to play games on their handheld devices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and you can either select, you can move the wheels to exactly what you want as a combination, or there's a random spin option where you can just spin and whatever lines up, you know, we'll talk to you about that.
Interesting. So all right. So what's been the response then so far? I mean, and first of all, how long ago did the app get ready for? It was ready for the iPhone first, is that right?
It was ready for the iPhone first a little bit before our official launch, and our official launch was last Tuesday, so it was a little more than a week ago. And we've had, in the last week, we have had, between the iPhone and Android, we've had over 2,000 downloads.
Is that about what you'd hoped for, or a little more?
We had no idea. It's pretty good for what we were hoping for, and it's on par with launching small-scale, not nationwide apps. So I was really happy with it. I was thinking we'd be rougher around 1,000, so we were double what I thought we were going to get.
All right. Again, we're talking to Keith Van Norman, who's the University of Oregon Health Promotion Marketing Manager, about the Sex Positive smartphone app. Why use the name Sex Positive?
Well, it's a term we were using to describe it, describe the app and just sort of our attitude towards it. The word sex positive has been around for a while, and it was originally a word that was kind of brought up by feminists probably back in the 60s and 70s. But it speaks to our general tone, which is that we want to counter the fears and the secrecy and the misinformation that usually surround conversations about sexuality. And we're emphasizing medically accurate sex information and safer sex, and we don't make any moral judgments about what form sexuality might or might not take. And basically, we put the choice to have sex on par with the choice to not have sex.
When a student is using this app, then, I mean, are there features within the app that allows them to get real personal, detailed information? I mean, if they've got a particular concern, if they think, oh, my God, I've been doing this, I might have an STI,
right.
I'm showing some signs of it. I mean, what options are available within that app for them to get a one-on-one contact with someone?
Yeah, absolutely. So once you get into the list of STIs, a button pops up at the bottom that says call the UO Health Center. And they can call at any time when they're in detailed information about STIs or any of the other parts as well. The option to call the health center is right there. You press a button, and it immediately calls our front desk, and we'll make an appointment or set something up for them.
How big a team of people helped you do this, not only from the web development, the app development part of it, but from the content development part? Because I'm sure with students, not only are you going to get some snickers and it's like, yeah, dude, that really isn't like that. But then, you know, the students from 2 years from now could be very different from that as well.
Absolutely. We had over 100 people, including our faculty, staff, and students, who contributed to the app or worked on the app overall in the past 2 years. So it has been a wide range of students. It has been a wide range of faculty and staff. I was really surprised how many services and points of contact we had across campus. So, you know, in the normal places, so in the Women's Center, for example, or the Men's Center, which are kind of our go-to places, or the Division of Student Affairs, the Office of Dean of Students. Those are kind of the standard places you would think, but beyond the Health Center and the Counseling Center. But we also had contacts and had content from anatomy and physiology and biology and all of these, like, really interesting departments that are doing really interesting things individually that students would have to know to go and look for them. So we were kind of we became a clearinghouse for all of these different isolated content things on islands at the university.
You mentioned that you were trying to present not having sex as an equal option to having sex.
Yeah.
But I'm still sure you're going to hear from the parents of a few students who are going to say, hey, look, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I think I think this app is as much for our students who aren't having sex as it is for students who are. So baseline data we have indicates that 75% of our current student population in the last 12 months have had one sexual partner or more. So looking at the 25% who have not, we want to give them valuable information so that they can make an informed decision on whether they want to have sex or not. And for students who... So when I was growing up, let's say in high school or in college, students who had not had sex, they were not seen as people who could have valuable information when it came to advice. And what I want to do is empower those students to be able to give their friends who might, you know, so 3 out of 4 of their friends are having sex, who might not normally have had good information to give advice about. They can say, oh, you know, well, the Sex Positive app says that this, you know, here's some basic advice, you know, you might want to use a condom, you know, for this or something else along those lines.
And so is there a cost to the Sex Positive app?
Is there a cost for our students?
Yeah.
No, it's free. It's
free
download. To anyone who wants to download it who's 17 or older.
And how much did the U of O put into this?
The U of O has put in, we're still working out the Android side, so we haven't gotten the official bill yet, but we put in between $5,000 and $10,000.
And have you had contacts from other universities saying, hey, this looks interesting, can we copy this?
Yeah, actually, I've had contacts this week from Florida State, from UNC Chapel Hill, and from, there's one in the Northeast. Boston College as well. And then we've also had other great contacts, just sort of informal, but they're actually looking to promote the app or adapt the app to their specific university.
And the app is called Sex Positive. It's for the iPhone or the Android, available now from the University of Oregon. Keith Norman is the Health Promotion Marketing Manager at the U of O and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Keith, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You bet. Good to have you.